leave a little bit early, so. We're holding a Rashi in Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, the third line, that Rabbi Rav Yosef said the case was talking about a middle of made out of eights, and the Machlokes one says it's a kli, and then Binyan Mitzir Bekenim. Mitzir Bekenim, the B-boy Sosala, you can be Sosala the kli. So the Morris says that's the Machlokes. The Machlokes is whether we look at this Migdol as a kli or as an oil. So the more challenges that, and the more says that's a, and that's a machloek because we find the gabi hichus tuma. Hikish is all beg roif al gabi sheet. A person he banged with his fist onto this box without touching it. So it's tummy because mimneisha masitim she sitin he moved it. Gershah yolovish base yad he was wearing a glove. So mitama benegiya so that he didn't touch it. You know, Meshekisha Betichas H should be already hit it with a stick, so he caused it to move. He didn't touch it directly. So the more brought over there, that the Tanakhama says it's Tamei, and Rechemis and Rishima say it's Tor. So they're arguing whether it's a clear, whether it's an oil. The more says Betisbara. It's like Rashi, the time of Mishim oil, Balav oil, that's the machlokes, whether it's an oil or not. Even an oil is tome, if it has hesed. In the case of an oil, a nisit. If it's not staked down well. And when you hit it, it moves. It's tome. And the opposite, it's klihu, if it's a kli, shemachubur, betakua, which is attached in a very tight way. A covered harbor, or it's exceedingly heavy. Shenonisit machmosai, and the dove pushes it; it doesn't move. It's tor. So the issue isn't kli versus non-kli. The issue is movement versus non-movement. Furthermore, v'tani nami seifa. The kamaisa, the seifa of that price of that. The first part is in the Mishnah. The second part is only in the sefta. But the sefta of that Mishnah in the seifa it says. The person banged on the shita. Im hoyo nisotin tamein. He feel the Rabbi Chemia, Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Chemia and Rabbi Shimon agree explicitly. If it moved, it's tamei. Alma tamei olav mishum oyelu. Well, if you're talking about oyel, not makabel tumah. So why is that true? So that can't be the explanation. Then the brayse continued to said zeklal, and nisit machmas koyche. She hits it as a kli or as oil mama. She moved it directly. Shenitko mimoyshavay mashu. It moved slightly. The whole item moved from its location slightly. Is tummy. Machmas or other. Shetabach biragel v'karka. He banged on the ground. Machmas ninua karka nisidakli, and the movement of the ground caused the kli to move. Abi shenitzik min oritz tor. Even though it jumped up even. That's still Torah. The Kerch Kerchuhu. We do that as Kerch Kerchuhu. And the Rishonim really find that Rashi very difficult to understand why that we consider Kerch Kerchuhu. He put force into the ground that caused something to go up. That's Kerchuhu. But Rashi sees that as Kerch Kerchuhu.
But then it's the ground, though, that's moving, that's causing the.
Yeah, but that's all one step. The case of Kerchuhu we had in Makkah is he threw a clod of earth at the tree, and that caused something to tear off, and then that thing went was mazik. Right. But over here, he put energy in the ground, and that made something go up. It wasn't the ground which did it; it was his energy which he put in the ground which did it. There wasn't a separate. You tell me that there's a piece of. He banned the ground, and something fell off of the ground and flew and moved the cleats. That's Kerchuhu. Right? But over here, it seems to be direct. Mr. Shannon would have a problem in Rashi. So we're saying like this. Alma like this. The Kuli Alma, Filer Mechem, Hisit Ma Mishmach, Maskoche, Tome, Filo Oil. Rechem and Rishimon both agree. If even they agree, if it moved, Ma Mish, it moved. Machmas Rod, a Torah, Filo Hukli, even in case of a Kli, if it's only because of Rod, it's Kerchuhu, even the Tanakam agrees that it's Torah. Where's the Machlokes? Hacha, Rod, Machmas Koche. Shekha Jalei and Mamish, he hit them directly. They did not move from their place. But they shook. So that's the machlokes. Is that considered? Is that the hesed which the Torah was talking about? Is hesed required that it actually moves from its location slightly, or even if it stays in its place, but it shakes there? Is that that's the machlokes? Okay, fine. So that's the hesed of the din over there. The gabi tumas nisit hesed. But what's the machlokes in our Mishnah? You know, we can't say the argument is whether it's an oil or not, because we. And you're arguing that's the machlokes over there, gabi tumah, because that's not true. That's not the argument over there. So over here, we don't have a source to say whether we should judge us as an oil or not as a kli. So that's not the machlokes. So by and rabbi, we'll say the machlokes is the following.
All we're saying is that it's not related to the machlokes about with the zav. Why can't you just?
Right, so what the more is saying is that if I have a precedent that that's such a machlokes, whether it's a kli or an oil, I'm willing to use that same explanation over here. But Mimonashach, we do find that the Gabi Hilchus Tuma, very large kli, has different dinim. But nobody argues on that. So the way we're going to suggest that the machlokes in our Mishnah is this machlokes, whether it's a kli or an oil, I have no precedent, the more didn't want to do that. Okay, so Abaye Rabbah say Masnisin the Erev b'may Maklinin Lo. T'chol Kuliyam Igadol Hu Oil Hu. If it's very large, we find the Gabi Hilchus Tuma, it's considered an oil. If it's an oil, you can't break it. B'may Eruv Erev. Elamai what? V'kot and Shenam Asa Mem Saw Belach. If it doesn't hold 40 saw, then a Kliu. Well, my time in Rabbi Yezer. So if it's a Kli, so why would Rabbi Yezer say it's also to? It's not a good Erev. You could break the kli and steer b'chelim. The argument is katavim is the kosher b'haminol b'chevel. The way it's the lock is attached is with a rope. But it's a kin l'mipsake. You need a knife to cut it up. The habim motzi l'mipsake b'yode shaper dami. I feel it'll be as breaking a string or a rope is not awesome. Then chaticha asura elam mechuber. Chatecha is also when it's attached to the ground. Avlahocha mekalkalu b'shori. Kedatanya mesetes beya. Chesamas shebekele. Matur mafkia v'chaytech. We have a fair shemishnah. That if you have a keli which is tied up with a rope, you're allowed to take it apart. Matur, you can untie it. Mafkia, you can unravel it. V'chaytech, or you could cut it. Of the hacha oil hu, rinu hasam shebekarka also lachtoich, but if chasam shebekarka chazal did aser, the answer is xerid rabbanon he the masik is soiser. It's not really soiser; it just looks like soiser. Well, it's just a binyan mamishu. To apsichas delas b'almu, all you really do is opening a door. So it's not really soiser, and therefore. Even the shul sula gazul ben hashmoshes. It's only the rabbanon. So going back with Rabbi Shita, that wasn't also ben hashmoshes.
Now, what about? I mean, just going back to what we were saying. The kuli alma, if it's less than memsa, so it's not a. Then you're allowed to break it, right? Now, is that like lechatchila or?
According to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that see. Well, I mentioned yesterday, there's a place Rashi Tosis had on the Gemara. Tosis learns the Gemara that we had the Mishnah in Shabbos, Shabbat and Chavis, you got to break the Chavis to get the Gerg and Shabbos. So Tosis says, what's the whole big Rashi? We hear our Gemara. So if it's a Kleis, you got to break it open. So what was the Gemara saying before? How could you break it? The more in Lama Zalaman base. So Tosis says that you have to say that it's Stira Gemara is also even by Kleis. I Shabbat Musa Chavis. That was the Morin Bayis. That was talking about a case of was made out of broken pieces put together, glued together, called Mustaki. So argument to a case of Mustaki according to Tosis. So Mustaki by a kli is mutter to break. It was broken pieces put together to make the kli. So it's an inferior kli, so that there's no sort of steer on it. Rashi, on the other hand, learns there's no dinastir of Kalim. Period. The Tosis says, Raya, there is Tir B'Kalim and Binyan B'Kalim, from the Gemara by putting the Shefina b'morah, putting the handle into the axe head. Rashi learns over there it's because of Makav Patish, not because of Boina. Because Rashi learns there's no din binyan or steer by Kalim, period. So Rashi just, you know, just throws it out like that, because that's Rashi Lashitasa, but the most, the Tosis and many, you know, Shulchan Aruch is compassionate like Tosis, they hold there is steer by Kalim, binyan or binyan Gemara or binyan Gomer or steer Gemara applies to Kalim. So more so what's the machlokes? The machlokes over here is, may you move the knife that's for other purposes. So Zanakama says, like Rabbi Yossi, you can use the knife. And Rabbi Yezer holds like Rabbi Nechemya, says you can't move a kli l'tzar tashmishin. Meikr tashmishin shalsakin means their primary usage. The main primary use of the knife is to cut food. V'achi pliki. Tanakama less laid Rabbi Nechemya. He doesn't argue that holds all the triple chemist. So he'll eruve air, it's a valid air. The posuk lay, the mista, you could cut the rope. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can't cut the rope. So now you have to rely on the key. See, in be'ir ovad, if you lost the key somewhere in the city, or raise the eruv, the key mashkach lay, maisile derech kafifis. When you find the key, you could bring it. You might have to go from one chotzer to another chotzer. I'm sorry to see
what's my car. Remember, it's not mine.
I have kimashka clay. What do you have?
They're different.
Okay, I have mishka clay. And you find it.
But there's a.
After in the era, mad raise a.
Yeah, mishka clay. Mishka
clay. The chimadker.
Okay. So when he finds it, so Maisel Derek Kafifis will bring it like Rav Shimon Shita, Derek Kafifis between from one chotzer to the other chotzer to the roof, etc. All that's mutter to move according to Rav Shimon. The Misada Eno Erev, it's not a valid Erev. The Mitzik Minoloy Motzik Rav Nechemya, you can't cut it like Rav Nechemya, can't bring the key because it's a problem of a Carmelist. So Meila, it's not a good Erev. Okay, so the Mishnah is galgal chutz l'tchum. If a case of person put the eruv and then it rolled away beyond the tchum, so the eruv has to be accessible. So I have to be able to go from my house to the eruv. Well, if the eruv is beyond my tchum, it's more than 2,000 amas away. So if that's where I am, I'm beyond the tchum over here. If I'm here, I can't get there. So it's not a good eruv. Or nufel of gal, or it's a it's something collapsed on it, it's not accessible. Or nisraf, or it was burnt, chuma benitmeis, or it became chuma, which came to me, it's not right to eat anymore. So, mibayoyim, eno erev. If all these things happen before the sunset, so on the time when the sun set, and it's time for the erev to take effect, it wasn't there anymore, because it was rolled too far, etc., 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 it's not a good erev. Mishech Hashecha, once it's totally dark already, the Erev is effective already, so we don't mind whatever happens to the Erev afterwards. Raise the Erev.
You have to check all the way up till then?
Well, you have a right to put it there, and you come back and you find it there, you can assume it's there.
Yeah.
If you don't check, you have a right to assume that it's there. If you come and see that it's 20 yards down the canyon, you got a problem. So now, im sofik, if you're not sure, you weren't there on Friday afternoon, right? And you come there, you don't know when it moved. So what's the law? So Remeir Yehuda Omrim Hareze Chamar Gama. It's a case of a person leading a chamor, a person leading a gomo. Person leads a chamor. The standard way of leading a chamor was from behind, and the chamor would pull you forward. The center of leading a gamal was from in front of. You had to pull the gamal. The gamal was behind you, resisting being pulled. So it's a metaphor the Moor is using to say that this guy being slept in two directions. We don't know if the air was effective, and therefore his shumakim is here, which would he would then forfeit the tchum on the other side of his city, or really the air was not there, and his real tchum was his city, and he would forfeit the area of the tchum beyond the area of the tchumen. So he can't go here, can't go there, he can only go in the middle. So he's being schlepped in two directions, he can't only stay in the middle. So he's only going to stay in the area where the two of them overlap. Rebbe Shimon Amrim, Safek Erev is kosher. So the Rabbanon, Chazal Ramekel, and Safek Erev, you don't know, you can assume that it was there in place. The Rebbe Yossi then said that Avtumus, the person Avtumus, hey, in Mishum Chamishas Kenim, Al Safek Erev Shekosher. He had a submission hadius, actually. He testified in front of the Bez, and he heard from Chamishas Kenim and the Mishas. More over there, it's more in Yevomus. The Morris is the name of the five Skenim. I don't remember the name of the five Skenim, but that he heard from them that Safek Erev is kosher.
No, this isn't this similar to an issue we had before, like with Chazaka. Do you say it's Chazaka was there up until the time where I found that it had rolled away?
Right. So the Morris is going to deal with Chazaka. I'm a bit. See Rashi.
So I don't understand if you're talking about it it rolled away Bein HaShemashos. At some time within Bein HaShemashos. In other words, do you say that it was at some point in beginning of Bein HaShemashos it was there and so it was kosher? Or do you say no, it has to be there to the end?
It's a fair question, and I remember they speak about it. I don't remember what they say. There was a case that the subject was not in Bein HaShemashos itself. I don't remember. Zak Rashi, in his Galgal, Chuzat Humena Erev. Ho Viesh Mibesa Shehu Lon Shom Ad Eruva Yosem Epay Mama. For where he is, some of the Erev is beyond, it's more than 2,000 Amas. Bimonashom, Kol Hechel Nekona Shisa. Whether you say his shisa is here in the house, so he can't get to the Eruv. Iberuva, or if the Malkan Shisa is in the Eruv, but he's beyond the Tzum of that. He can't get to the Eruv. So then becomes the Eruv is ineffective. And he ends up with shisa in his house. Navalov Gal, Arsha Gamora, the boy Mora Bechatzina, the process of uncovering it would require digging. To have malacha will shoes. That's an issue of the race. We'll see why in the more a little bit. Shumah benit meis to lechazi loli the day will lechrini. Nobody can eat it. Once it's shumah benit meis, nobody can eat it. See what happened. Mishach hashecha karakona eru ben hashmashas. V'shabbos ho v'hutra. We have a rule of once the beginning of Shabbos there was intact, it remains mutter for the rest of Shabbos. We have at the end of the first parak. Safek imi b'yodim imi shech hashech. This is Safek. Arisa chamar gama. The Safkalon I koner leizeh Erev was Erev effective. Hacha habi basa. Here's his place. Mehacha yesh apayim amam l'chol ruach. And here's where his 2,000 amas is. V'hifzid apayim shem Erev basa b'holam. So if that's true, the 2,000 amas on the other side of his house, he lost because his tomb is here and beyond. His 2,000 amas are measured from his house, and he has no right to go beyond the Erev and the 2,000 amas. Well, it's a sopik. Machu sopik zeh. That's a leilach el apayim amas. Shebein beisa leiruva. The only place he can go is in the area in between. The mamona shoch b'hanach mishri. That's for sure he's mutter to go. Al apayim shemei ruva ve'elach. The 2,000 amas beyond the Erev. Loi. Can't go there because maybe the Arab was not a fan. When we base the to go from his house and beyond the house the other direction, also not. Nami loy dimakana Arab because maybe the Arab was a fact. This is that mashka lekan belelach. Was that mashka lekan? Each one's pulling him in a different direction. Got a mamanik chamor v'gomol shachamor herlech lefonov. Mizeman higo. He leads the chamor from behind. V'gomol humoyshech. The gomol he schleps from the front. He has to keep moving, looking forward, looking backwards to direct them. He's constantly looking in the different directions. Over here, he's affected by both directions.
Did you read the last thing in the Mishnah
Yes. Something more. Nisgal go chutz atum amar rabbi lishanol shenisgal go chutz la arba hamas. So if you put it exactly to 2,000 amas beyond from his house, and it rolled 3 feet, so it's beyond 2,000 amas, that's not a problem. Because the person gets another 4 amas as part of his area. So Rashi, that's what he wants to be shavis. Yeshla arba amas, he gets 4 amas in all directions. So it comes out, the Arab is 2,002 amas from the city. That's his welcome shvisa. That welcome shvisa, he gets 4 amas from the welcome shvisa, and that 4 amas extends back in into where the 2,000 amas is. So they overlap. So how look kitzchuma? So it's considered like part of the tchum. How we can know? It's a ruvay bebayis shebasayv tchum. Shefilu elef amah mahalachas kula b'chutz lo apayma. A person puts it inside of a building. So the building comes for free because that's in a closed area. Person's inside of a closed area, so that, and then he gets beyond that 2,000 amas. So he puts his eruv, even if the house is 1,000 amas long, wide, he gets the house plus 2,000 amas beyond it. So over here also gets this spot plus 4 amas in all directions. Not full of love, so the more gal. Because Chodai took the boy motzi shokale. There's no physical problem in getting it. The problem was the Isra of Muksa. You can't move the rocks because they're Muksa. Lemas tisim to like your Rebbe. The Karmi's mission is not like Rebbe. The Karebi, Omer, called Dabar Shem Mishim Mishmus, the Gazel of Benishmashas. There's no Isra moving Muksa Benishmashas. So you can move the rocks and get the Erev. Or says no. Filotema Rebbe. Lashicha the boy Morva Chatzina. The case was that you need to dig it out. And so, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, that
good morning, Russell.
So since you want it, you have to dig it out.
Good morning, Rabbi Green.
So since you need to dig it out, you're actively doing the malach of chayfer of digging it out. Now the problem is it's a case of chayfer ben and tzarech alafra. You don't need the hole, you just want to get the item. So the Rashba asked the question. So the Rashba says, we discussed this once in the Shabbos, there could be the, even though we're not going around Shavuos Ben Hashmoshes, but the Shavuos of Melach HaShem Gufa, we are going around. Because since that's such a very close to the Raisa, means the action is exactly the same as the Raisa, it's only a question of what his purpose is, what is he's actively going and digging, knowing that he wants to dig, and digging, but since he doesn't want it for this, he wants it for that. It's more that's not the raisa. Yeah, we're not came out of that. That's so close to the raisa. We were guys on that. That's one teretz. The other teretz is that the Rashba says that the case was it was his ground. So, like we had in Shabbos and there in Kuf Beis, since it's in his own karka. And he's benefiting from the digging. He's loosening the soil, etc. So you can't call Melach HaShem Tzichel Gufa. But already today, it's not called if it's in his property, it's not called Melach HaShem Tzichel Gufa because he's benefiting from it, and he probably wants that. So we have two cases. We have the case of Nisgalgal and the case of the Ga. The Eton and Nisgalgal Meshum De Lesa Gabei. It's not here. I'm not a love Gal. The Isa Gabei. It's here. Emel La Havi Erev. It's here, so that's an area you really can't physically get it, whatever reason, but it's here, that's good enough. V'itan anafal of gal, mishum the mixi. I say, listen, it's not visible, it's gone. It's equivalent to being swallowed up in the earth. Sometimes the wind will blow it back in. Who said for sure it's gone? Same with the heavy Erev, Tzricha. That's what we need both cases. So, Grashi, the boy Shokolay.
Well, even the Zika comes, but, I mean, what would happen if it gets blown back? But meanwhile, while it's not blown back, why would you think that it would be?
Well, that goof of the fact that it's possible it could come back would be a reason to say that it never lost the status of an Erev, because it's potentially possible to eat it. The whole problem is that he's in one Malkum as Erev, he can't get his, it was Erev, so he can't call him Malkum Shrit, so he can't use it. Mm-hmm. Well, he potentially could, so we would argue that would be enough. The Hamina was that physically it was accessible. The only problem was there's an instant muksa. Fine. Okay, Oinis of Chum of Nitmes. This is not a case of Nisrav, but a case of Nitmes. So Lama Tana Nisrav, why do we need to say the case of Nisrav and the case of Nitmes? So said the case of Nisrav for Hadir Hakechad Rabbi Yossi. The Rishi and Rishimin said in that case, in the case of Sufik, when it happened, it's mutter. So even though it's mamish gone, maybe you would say the halacha. So the heter is going to be based on, let's say, chazakah. And the idea of chazakah is, if you have any question, you assume it happened later and not earlier. But maybe that only applies when the item is still here. And it's shaykh to put a chazakah on the item, so you can say the chazakah of the item, it happened later, not earlier.
When you're actually thinking about it, it's not there.
We don't know. He came there later. He wasn't sure when it moved, when it got burnt. So Chazaka says it got burnt later, which means it was still there. It's still intact. Benish Moshe's. Chazaka always says that it happened at the last possible moment. So that the Gemara says that I could make an argument that if the item is gone, the Chazaka requires that you have an item. You have a Chazaka on the item. So you can use the chazak. But if the item is gone, you can't use chazak anymore. That's what I might have thought. So the mission of Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's kosher, which means chazak works even under those circumstances. And the case of Chuma Menitmeis, the Dicha Kechad Rameir, the Tayyik Kedesh Rameir, even though it's here, and the chazak really should tell you that it became Tomei later on. Still, Rameir is Machmer and says, we don't rely on chazak. Samura says, means Rameir doesn't rely on a case of a suffix in Isidur Abanon, he does not rely on Chazak. Which could be, you know, Chazal or Masak, and you're not relying on Chazak. But is that true? The sub Rameir Sveikul Chomer Batanan, and the Moor is going to bring a Bryce over here which deals with the question with a case of a Tomei, which had a suffix in his tumah. And there can be two cases: a suffolk whether he was tummy vadi and he was suffolk if the tefila worked. So what do you do in that situation? Tummy shayar litvul suffolk tovul suffolk loy tovul. Yes, suffolk if he actually was tovul or not. Maybe he wasn't sure if he really went down all the way. Let's say a tefila tovul. He knows the shri went in, but suffolk tovul by misaw suffolk loy tovul by misaw. He realized afterwards it's not sure if the mikveh had 40 so. Bechein shtei mikvos or there were two mikvos. Ba'achos yesh bar bar yimso. Ba'achos ein bar bar yimso. There was two, one definitely with enough, and one definitely with not enough. V'tovu ba'achos mihen. V'en yudei abeizim mihen tovu. He doesn't remember which one he went into. Sveika tovu. So in all those cases, the suffix is tumah. Is tovu. V'med amar murim v'tumah chamurim. By tumah deraisa. Tumah deraisa, suffix is tovu. So a person eats oichlin, minraisa, not matame person. Chazar masaka, mirabon, we had in Shabbos in the first parak. Chazar masaka, a person eats oichlin, food which is tame, he becomes tame. Or rishosim mashkin tame, he drank mashkin which is tame. Vabo rishav aruba, mimayim shuvim. Ashenofla rishav aruba, shashalugim, mimayim shuvim. All of those only tumad rabbonets. And now we are in Litvul. Sofik tovul, sofik lo tovul. Ophil lo tovul, sofik tovul bar yimsoh, sofik tovul bar yimsoh. Chen shemik vos, v'achaz v'yesh bar yimsoh. V'achaz v'yesh bar yimsoh. V'tovul v'achaz v'yed. Meir dey be'ezim en tovul. Sveik v'tor. And the more assumes that this Mishnah is a mayor. It's a stam Mishnah, so stam Mishnah is a mayor. It means a mayor says, by the Rabbanans, you're Mekel. Rabbi Yossi is Matame. Rabbi Yossi says, even by the Rabbanans, you're Mach. So the chayav basically by some of their bonus you're makel. So why over here is imach? So my answer is because the Rameir tchum and the raisa. Rameir holds that this tchum is not their bonus. The raisa, in. So we're going to challenge that. But I have to stop.
There's a question on Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah. Doesn't make a person tell me the raisa.
But it's got too much.
all these cases, there was a Tumadur, it's a valid Tumadur Bonin, but it was only Tumadur Bonin.